From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to withhold aid to the Palestinians if they did not pursue peace with Israel, saying the Palestinians had snubbed the United States by not meeting with Vice President Mike Pence during a recent visit, but that there still may be a way forward.
That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace.
Mr. Trump is hosting a dinner with European business leaders that have an American presence Thursday evening. The Venezuelan Attorney General's office said on Friday that the once powerful chief of the state oil industry and former ambassador to the United Nations, Rafael Ramirez, was the alleged mastermind of a new corruption plot detected in a European subsidiary of the oil company. Derek William Saab said the damage is calculated to be at least $4,800 million. Venezuela is seeking an Interpol red alert for the former oil czar. Ramirez had become increasingly critical of Maduro's government, but did not respond to a request for comment. U.S. President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Advisor says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops remove themselves from a conflict in the Syrian border town of Afrin.
Well, I think that President Erdogan will make decisions to de-escalate violence in Afrin and to normalize and stabilize pre-Afrin actions in that region. And I think that he'll make that decision here with the full support of the United States.
The United States had previously expressed concerns about Turkish efforts against the Kurdish-led SDF forces that drove out the Islamic State fighters with the help of a U.S.-led coalition. This is VOA News. Thursday, scientists moved the symbolic doomsday clock ahead by 30 seconds, saying the world was at its closest to annihilation since the height of the Cold War due to world leaders' poor response to threats of nuclear war. Marissa Melton has more.
It was the second time the clock, created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, was moved forward since the 2016 election of U.S. President Donald Trump. At 2 minutes to midnight, the clock is at its closest to catastrophe since 1953. They cite dangers of a nuclear holocaust from North Korea's weapons program, U.S.-Russian entanglements, South China Sea tensions, and other factors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Two revered former U.S. secretaries of state on Thursday warned lawmakers of a marked rise in nuclear danger stemming from North Korea's race to develop atomic weapons and the means to deliver them. Henry Kissinger, who served in the Nixon and Ford administrations, heightened a systemic failure of the world order in dealing with nuclear proliferation, while George Shultz, who served in the Reagan administration, called the spread of nuclear weapons a major problem that can blow up the world. The UN Refugee Agency reports escalating violence in the Central African Republic has pushed forcible displacement to record levels. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The fiercest fighting and greatest displacement is taking place in Central African Republic's northwest region. The UN peacekeeping mission reports clashes between two armed groups have forced some 65,000 people, mainly women and children, to flee to the city of Pau over the last 3 weeks. The charity Doctors Without Borders says it has treated more than a dozen victims of the fighting in Pau. One woman, it says, told them the armed men are known to kill adult men they encounter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea's female ice hockey team arrived at South Korea's National Training Center in Jincheon Thursday to prepare for the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics as a joint team. Park Chol-ho is the coach of the North Korean team. He said that they were very happy to participate as a joint team with South Korea and thought that if the two teams worked hard, there would be good results. The joint team will wear the same jerseys and march under a unified peninsula flag at the game's opening ceremony on February 9th. The Catalan Parliament will vote to choose a new regional leader on January 30th. The Catalan Parliament said in a statement Thursday, the only candidate for president of the northeastern Spanish region is sacked former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont, who is in self-imposed exile in Brussels after spearheading a drive for secession from Spain. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.